We're up to in chapter 61, the laws of Shema, and we're up to subsection 4. Now we're going to talk about an individual who is davening, who's saying the Shema on his own. One who is not reading the Shema with the community. So Olav Nemar, so with regards to him, it says, there's a verse that states, there is something lacking that he cannot count, which would basically mean that would be the three words that he is lacking from the number 248. Because when he's davening with the minyan, so then the chazan, when he repeats the words Hashem Elokeichem, MS, would be the three extra words. Or if the MS, he says the MS the first time, then it'll be Hashem Elokeichem, it will be MS Hashem Elokeichem, will be the extra three words. But when he's davening alone, he's going to end up losing out, and this is something which is going to be missing. There is still something that he can sort of make up, that he can fix this. That means if he has intention in mind when he says the 15 vavim that you say, v'yatziv, v'nochin, v'kayim, v'yosher, v'neman, v'ov, v'chov, v'nech, v'noi, v'noi, v'adim, v'sukhnum, v'kubal, which has 15 letters vav. What does it mean that he should have in mind? This is also a two opinions. Yesh meforshim, kavona zu. Some people say, what do we mean? What should he have in mind? That shetaz vav vavim, oile, oilin tzadik. 15 times 6. The Vav is 90. So, Behem Keneged Gimel Shemes Havaya, that would correspond to 3 times the name of Yutke Vavke, because Yutke Vavke equals 26. 3 times 26 is.
Something 8.
It's 78.
Now then we have. The Dalad Eis Yosef, but first you have 26 plus the, you make it easier for us, plus the 4 letters. So there is Yudke Vavke, the Gematria, the
is,
no, actually, so it's 30. But each one, so each one is 26 plus the 4 letters, make it 30.
So it's 90.
So, Kanegimu Shemus Vashgach Eilach Vav. Vidalid Isyas of him lamed, so it's 30. So what does that do? So that means there's 90 correspond to 3 times. So when you do the three, when you do all the vavim, so you have 90, which corresponds to 3 times the name of Hashem with the letters. So it's 26 plus the 4. So it's 3 times. Those are the 3 extra letters that you need for the 3 extra words, I mean, that you need for the Shema. V'yesh meforshim, and other people say, shetaz vavim oilim tzadik, that 15 vavim are 90, v'imakriya, and with the reading of it, harit tzadik aleph, you have 91, k'minyan Hashem, as the number of the name, as the number of writing it and reading it. So we read Yutke Vavke is what? Is 26, but then you have also the word Aleph Dalet Nun Yud Hadushem. So that is. The name Adnai is Nun Yud is 60, is 60, 65. Adnai is 65, plus the 26.
81.
What?
Plus to 81. 26.
81.
No, 91.
I don't know what 6 and 2 is 8. We said 60, how much?
So you have 26 and 65.
Oh.
26, 65, 75, 81. 85 is 91. So it's 91. So Hari Tzadik Aleph, Kimi Hashem Krivosoi, as if Ukiilu Omar, it's as if you said, Hashem.
So what's that signify?
Hashem Adnai Emes. Now, but I understand, but he says first that the 15 Vavin are 90. Okay, because Vavin, so you, the night, how do you get 90? Because, so you need 91, they say. 90, how do you get 90? Because 15 times 6. 6 times 15 is 90,
yeah.
Like before, plus the reading is one more, the reading also counts as one.
So it's 91.
So 91, and the word Hashem Adnai together is 91. And they say Hashem Adnai Emes. Other people say there's something else to the Lekoy Rabbi Yochid. Sheyoymer Keil Melech Nemon, Shema. You say before the V'goymer, V'gimel Teves Eilu Mashlimim Minyan Ramach, and they make up the number 248, and that takes place of Amen. That you should answer after Bechor B'Mishlo Be'Ava. So Amen Kemelch Neman is Amen. Amen Rosh Teves Kemelch Neman. Umakom Mokem Shekori B'Tzibul Yemer Kemelch Neman. Rak Yemer Achar Hashatz Achar Hashatz Kusam Brocha. You should say Amen after Shlich Tzibul when he finishes Brocha. V'Chein Negem Din Seila, not to say Kemelch Neman, but to say really Amen. But in our tradition, as you said before, is we don't say Amen because that's questionable whether you should interrupt even with the Amen between the, whether you should say the Amen or not say Amen. So therefore, we actually say it quietly, not like it says over here in the room.